from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Nikki Javala will join us coming up at 8 to talk about the Commanders' cut down day. They have to be down to 53-man rosters by 4 p.m. So that's at 8. And Chelsea Janes, national baseball writer for the Washington Post, will join us coming up at 9:20. We can also, of course, touch on the Nationals with her. Mm-hmm. Big series for the Nats with the Yankees in town. Dylan Cruz makes his debut last night at Nationals Park, and Juan Soto is back in Nationals Park as well.
You know, it was great. Grant and Danny, I was listening to those guys as I was driving around, and they were saying that, you know, he was talking to the Lerner. Mm-hmm. Was it Mark Lerner?
Someone? Yes.
And he was just like glad handing all the folks around the clubhouse and everything. Yeah. And Juan is just that kind of guy that knows, you know, he's been around, obviously, it makes sense, but there's not a lot of his old teammates that are still here,
right?
But he knows a bunch of the guys that work in the stadium, work with the organization, and you know, takes the time to get to know everybody, mm-hmm. which is really nice.
I forget, was Juan one of the 3 Latin players who came in studio that one time? I remember Robles came in.
Not with us.
No.
It might have been with El Zol, possibly.
I think they swung by.
I don't think it was Juan. I don't think Juan ever did anything with us. But anyway,
He's having a massive year, mm-hmm. and obviously the fans last night, they want to bring Soto back. Mm-hmm. I think it's crazy talk to think that Mark Lerner is going to sign Juan Soto to whatever. Maybe it's $500 million. I don't know. I mean, he turned down $440 million a few years ago.
And well, Barry's for Luga, and he says it could be $600 million.
Yeah,
here's what Washington has going.
I just don't see Mark Lerner.
I'm
opening
you.
Up the checkbook for one player for that much money.
A team that currently has a $105 million payroll, 24th in Major League Baseball.
Right.
To think that they would spend on Juan Soto to bring him back.
But they have paid in the past.
Yep.
And they have going for him, and Verlugo points this out, Corbin's contract comes off the books.
Okay, that
and
helps.
He's making a lot of money, and he's made a lot of money. And in the past, when they followed this model of rebuilding with draft choices and young players, they then supplemented it with free agents, right? Jason Wirth was the big one in the original run of playoffs, which ultimately led to the World Series. But Max Scherzer wasn't homegrown. They gave him a lot of money.
Okay.
So if they
you're
believe.
Talking about potentially the biggest contract in baseball history.
Okay. Scherzer got a huge contract at the time. Strasburg got a huge contract at the time.
No, but this is double.
They're willing to pay. The weird part that I don't understand
is they're willing to pay this.
Lerner was supposedly selling the team, and now he's kind of like pulled back, not selling the team. So that is an unknown.
Mm-hmm. Well, that doesn't mean he doesn't want to sell the team.
He's
just not getting the
better. Right.
He's not getting the offer.
They haven't seen an offer come across the table that they feel is acceptable at this point.
I mean, if he wants two and a half.
Maybe he's changed his mind.
Or maybe he's just.
I don't think he's changed his mind.
The word on the street is some of the siblings want to sell, some of the siblings don't. So it is what it is. You'd have to be blown away to probably sell.
I don't think it is unfathomable. I think it might be unlikely, but it's possible. I think it depends if Rizzo with Lerner decide they are close. And you got to believe after all these seasons of losing They should believe they're close. Now you got James Wood up. You just called up Dylan Cruz. Could you have a lineup that included Juan Soto and be a contender?
They're close to what? They're close to maybe 500.
No, but to contending. If you bring in Juan Soto and you're healthy, all these pitchers went down, like Josiah Gray down this year.
They're going to struggle to get to 65 wins. You think they're all of a sudden going to win 90-some games?
Just because you had Soto? I mean, they're a few years away from that.
They're still a few years away from that. They're close to 500 is what I would say. They're close to 500, which is great. I'm not complaining. But I don't think they're as close as you think. They're definitely not a ball player away.
Yeah, I just don't think there's a chance he's going to sign a player to $550 million.
I mean, I think if you asked Rizzo, he'd love to.
Oh, if he didn't have the budget constraints, yeah.
And Barry makes a great point in his column. Again, Barry Sfaluga writes a column for the Post about the next step in the Nationals rebuild, bring back Soto, and he makes the case for it that, you know, Juan's still just 25. We forget how young he is because he came up at 19. Remember, he came up when Robles came up, and Robles was the one that was more highly touted.
Right.
And Soto just tore through the minors. They brought him up fast, and he's been the one that's been superstar.
That is an advantage that if you were to sign him to a 10- or 12-year deal, now, is he going to be the same player when he's 36, 37? Most likely not, but it's not like you have him into guaranteed money when he's like 40.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
no, it could work if it wasn't for the fact that they already declined to sign him for, you know, I mean, they offered him 440 and it wasn't enough a couple years ago. You think they're going to go dig deeper?
Possibly.
I just don't see it.
Do you think it's 100% coincidence that Dylan Cruz makes his debut when Juan Soto comes back into town for his first night?
I thought it was early. I thought it was early, the Cruz call.
It's a calculated move by Rizzo.
That's a signal. This is what we have, Juan. I don't think Rizzo's given up, and he might.
I think Rizzo would be thrilled to have that,
right? But of course, he's clearly having conversations with the learners.
You think Cruz being called up is the carrot that they're dangling to get Juan Soto's attention?
No, I mean obviously the money's going to get him, and Juan says that, but I don't think it's. You know, a lot of people are speculating that hey, look. Here's James. Here's Dylan. Mm-hmm.
These are the pieces we have.
This is your home.
Yeah.
This is where we're headed.
So Verlugo puts out a potential lineup. Now, part of his piece says you don't just bring in Juan Soto. You also got to get big bat first baseman.
Right.
All right. But he's got CJ Abrams leading off. Soto batting second as your DH. James Wood third. Then he's got the free agent first baseman / third baseman. Batting fourth, Luis Garcia 5, Dylan Cruz 6. So the selling point is, hey, we've got some young arms. You see what the young arms have been doing this season. You'll get JoJo Gray back to add to those young arms. And then we got a lineup that can look pretty damn good with you in the middle of it.
Enough cash to get Soto and a big bat first baseman. I just...
It wasn't that long ago. They were one of the highest payrolls. Like, if you went to back to... I'll just... punch up a random year, 2015.
It was still
they weren't at the bottom of
payrolls. But it's still a different stratosphere to where you're talking about now. And also, remember this, and I don't know if this is mentioned in here, but my understanding, he still has Boris, right?
Yeah, he's a Boris guy.
He's not going to take one penny less than... So it doesn't matter what the case is. You could say, we got an all-star. He doesn't care. Boris will sign you to play anywhere for the most amount of money, and Juan will just go along with it.
I think it's just going to be one of those teams that has a reputation of signing big time players to huge contracts.
Yeah.
Yankees, Dodgers, Mets, Cubs.
It's already been proven Phillies. Can't outbid
Phillies.
Them.
It's going to be one of those teams.
But it's hard for us to acknowledge this. I mean, we're not the Oakland A's, but we can't outbid the big dogs. We don't do it.
Well, then why is anybody then just? Sign him with the Mets now. Like, why would anybody entertain anything? Because the Mets have the most money. They're going to offer probably the most money.
If you talk to Ben, he thinks that's where he is going to end up.
Yeah, well, the Mets are the favorite.
Yeah.
2019.
Yeah, I think it's going to be one of those teams.
Yeah.
2019. They have a reputation of going out and signing
guys. You're setting yourself up for fail here. I want to protect people's hearts.
In 2019, the Washington Nationals were the seventh highest payroll. $172 million.
Right.
They are significantly down, right?
They're at $105 million this year. Only six teams are lower than the Nats in team payroll.
Right.
All right, so they went from 7th all the way down to 24th.
Mm-hmm.
If you get back up to 7th again, current dollars, that's $228 million. So that'd be an increase of over $100 million.
I just don't see that happening.
It depends on the attitude of the owner, right? They've taken, not only has the payroll gone down, but the attendance has gone down.
Right.
It's the reality. We just talked about businesses going out of business. They're losing thousands of fans. Sometimes you got to pay money to bring in more fans to win games.
But remember, that's James Woods, Dylan Cruz, and all the Brady House and all these guys coming up through the system. That's what they did.
Last time, and then they added some big-time free agents in Jason Worth, Max Scherzer, and others.
But remember,
I think it's possible. Look, again, my personal opinion is unlikely, but not unfathomable. I don't know what's going on in Lerner's head.
I think it's borderline unfathomable.
But remember, JP, that the Lerner family, that their business, right? The Nats are their side business.
Yeah,
their business took a major hit during COVID and right after COVID, and still taking a hit. I just don't think he's going to open up the checkbook for $550 million for one player. I just don't see it.
Or $600 million. It could get even higher.
Maybe. Depends
especially
on how many years.
You get in a bidding war with the Mets?
Yeah.
Can you ever see a situation where Cohen goes, yeah, no, I'm not paying that?
No. He'll pay Soto? Anything. He's a hedge fund multi-billionaire. He doesn't care. He doesn't care about payrolls.
If we say, oh, we'll give him, I don't even know what the numbers would be. $55 million a year.
The Mets GM's like, budget? What does that word even mean? The budget constraints? Yeah, I don't know what that word is.
I'm going year by year. So in 2018, the year before they won the World Series, right?
Yep.
They were the fifth highest payroll in Major League Baseball.
The business.
And you said what? Sixth from the bottom right now?
Yes.
So it's the same owner. To me, it's a change of philosophy.
It's not the same
owner.
His dad was the owner.
Okay.
His dad was around, and the business was doing much better. They got crushed during COVID. They got crushed.
All right, but how'd they do this year? I don't know.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Yeah. People aren't. I mean, it's not like everyone's going back to work in their buildings.
50% occupancy.
Yeah, I mean, it's not close.
All right, we'll take your calls next on the MGM National Harbor Lister Lines, 800-636-1067. Is it realistic to grasp that Juan Soto will re-sign back with the Washington Nationals? We'll take your calls next. 800-636-1067.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.